Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also encourage you to look at our website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. These radio programs are there. There's also a 30-minute TV program that aired on the public access channel number 6 here in town, but we also now carry it on the website. So you go out there, it's listed by subject matter, and listen to any of those TV programs and any of the subjects that you might want to listen to, and we encourage you to do that. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You'll always be warmly received. Our only desire is to have you come, worship God with us, see the need for Him in your life, and have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. Please, come and be with us. We have been dealing with the doctrine of sin, and we continue that subject this morning by looking at a new part of the subject. We're going to begin a study on sins of the heart. We want to begin this morning by reading some passages in Matthew, the 15th chapter, and verse 18 through 20. Matthew chapter 15, verses 18 through 20. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are things which defile a man. Not to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. We also read in Matthew the 7th chapter, verse 21 through 23, for from within and out of the heart of men proceeds evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceitfulness, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a man. Every sin has its beginning in men's hearts. The Jews were very religious about outward cleanliness, yet it was not those acts which defiles a man. Is there anything wrong with being outwardly clean? No, yet his actions come from his heart. This is where all actions generate. In Proverbs, the 4th chapter, verse 23, a great truth is taught. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Having our hearts right in the sight of God is a constant need for every one of us. We need to fully understand this thing called sin. As others have said, sin will take you farther than you want to go, sin will keep you longer than you want to stay, and it will cost you more than you ever wanted to pay. Since the heart is the source of all evil, we know the Bible meaning of the heart. It will also help us to know the sins and diseases of the human heart. Finally, we need to be aware what can be done to prevent and cure this fatal disease of our spiritual hearts. In the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to his gospel. Romans chapter 2, verse 16. As we begin this study of sins of the heart, it is best that we define exactly what the heart of man is, spiritually speaking. Let's remind ourselves of the Bible definition of sin. Sin takes place when one violates the law of God. When we go beyond, when we transgress God's law, that is sin, 1 John 3, verse 4. Sin can take place when we omit something that God has commanded. To him it is known to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin, James 4, 17. We discussed that the last 2 weeks. God doesn't expect the impossible from us, only what we can do. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, he will always give us a way to escape that we might be able to bear it. And so we have those promises from God. God has always spoken to man in a very clear and concise way in order to pass on his instructions and his responsibilities that he calls upon men to do. Read Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. God expects his commands to be obeyed. In them, he also commands we abstain from certain things, as we read last week in Hebrews 2, 2 and 3. All commands are given to the benefit of mankind. Let us read Matthew chapter 22, verse number 37 through 40. Jesus said to them, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. Second is like unto it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Obedience to these two will bless my life, and they will please God. Failure to follow his instructions hurts us as much and much more than it hurts him. When men fail, they miss God's mark. When men fail, they transgress and go beyond God's instruction. They fail to be obedient to his law. Therefore, they are guilty of sin. Now that we remind ourselves what sin is and how sin can be committed, let us look at the definition of man's heart. According to W.E. Vine, it comes from a Greek word, cardia, and it means came to stand for man's entire mental and moral activity, both rational and the emotional elements of his mind, hidden springs of our personal lives. The heart includes the emotion, the reason, and the will that we have in our lives. We can begin to see the importance of guarding our heart if we understand the significance of the heart. We can fully understand the heart by looking at what the heart does. I want to spend a little time in looking at what the heart does. First of all, the heart thinks. Let's read Genesis chapter 6 and verse number 5. Genesis chapter 6 and verse number 5. "Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that his every intent of the thoughts of his heart were evil continually." Notice, man thinks with his heart. The heart of man reasons. In Mark chapter 2 and verse number 8. Mark chapter 2 and verse number 8. The scripture says, "But immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, 'Why do you reason about these things in your hearts?'" Again, man reasons within his heart. The heart of man also has the ability to understand. In Matthew, the 13th chapter, verse number 15, the scripture says, "For the heart of this people have grown dull, their ears have grown hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them." So man understands with his heart. It also is his heart that causes man to believe. In Romans, the 10th chapter, in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. So the heart of man gives him the ability to believe the facts and the testimony, the evidence that God provides in the scripture. This is man's intellect. This is how he reasons. This is how he thinks. This is how he understands. And this is how he comes to believe. The heart of man can also have an intent. In Hebrews, the 4th chapter, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 12, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart." The heart of man also purposes. It has the ability to purpose, to plan. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse number 7, "So let each one of you give as he has purposed in his heart." not grudgingly or necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. The heart of man has the ability to obey. In Romans, the 6th chapter, verse number 17. Romans chapter 6, verse 17. But God be thanked that though we were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. And so man has an intent. He can have purpose. He can obey. This is man's will. But the heart of man can trust. In Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 5, the wise man Solomon wrote, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding." We can read that the heart of man can rejoice and can love. We read that in Matthew 22, verse 37. The heart of man can have hopeful desires. Let us read Psalms chapter 37 and verse number 4. Psalms chapter 37 and verse number 4. "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." And so, the heart can trust, it can rejoice, it can love, it can have hopeful desires. This is man's emotion. Thus the heart, the Bible heart, the center of man's emotional being, is made up of his intellect, his will, and his emotion. Man must keep all three of these parts of his heart in harmony with God's will. His intellect, his will, and his emotions must be in tune with God's will to be obedient to his commands. The terms heart, soul, spirit, and mind often refer to the Bible heart. Another term that's used a lot is the inward man or the inward spirit. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, in verse number 16, it says, "Therefore, do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day." The inward man. What is the inward man? It is the part of man that has intellect, that has will, and has emotion. Those parts of our Bible heart are activated in every action that we take upon ourselves or we refrain from doing in our service to God. You can't do evil until you think evil. You can't reason what's right or wrong without your heart. You can't believe the truth or reject the truth without reasoning in your heart. You can't purpose to do wrong or to do right until it begins in the heart. And you can't obey God until you first make the determination to obey him from the heart, from the part of your intellect that will cause you to reason and to understand and then to obey what God has said. So you see, let us finish this morning in understanding the Bible heart is a center that causes man to react and to do the things that he does in his service to God. The heart is of primary importance. Let us conclude this morning by looking again at a proverb, chapter 4, verse 23. "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life." We will continue examining the Bible heart next week, Lord willing. Have a blessed day. Thank you for listening.